live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Calvin Harris and Rag & Bone Man and Giants on Cambridge 105 Radio. And that is one of the pieces of music that are being used by XS Latin going into the World Championships. I'm very pleased that two of the people involved are here. David, the coach, and Lydia, one of the dancers. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Alex. Morning.
Now, I mean, I am so excited about this. I don't really know where to start. How long have you been together as a team? Lydia, do you want to answer?
So the XS has been running 27 years and I've been dancing with the team for 10.
That's amazing. And you were saying that you've been dancing for 18 years, 19 years?
Yeah, 18 years.
So,
yeah.
And that's just Latin, you were saying?
Ballroom and Latin, yeah.
Yeah, so did you take that up and then that was your thing? Or do you have favourites?
I started with kind of tap and modern and other styles of dance and then kind of came into ballroom and Latin and fell in love with that, really. So it's kind of the one that I've stuck with most.
Now, David, you are the coach for this. So we were saying you probably get more nervous than the teams do when they're doing this, because not only are you trying to coordinate two dancers, like in some of the competitions, say like Strictly, where they have, you know, two dancers dancing and they talk about how hard it is. And they're only doing a minute and a half, I believe.
Yes, about a minute and a half on Strictly, yeah.
And they're sweating and they can't breathe and they can't talk. Your arrangements are 6 minutes long, aren't they?
Yeah, so our Latin formation is about 6 minute long routine for 16 dancers, so that's eight couples, and they kind of have to stay closely synchronized throughout, but they're also moving through in patterns as well. So we've got a lot of work to do. We tend to keep a routine for 2 years for that reason, because we can't do it every week, because it's quite a lot of work and a lot of drilling. But yeah, we have 16 dancers dancing for 6 minutes.
It's incredible. I will say, point you to the YouTube videos for XS Latin Cambridge. You must watch them and see the different things. And actually, I realize now, yes, so you're dancing all in formation, but then sometimes sort of two go off and do something, or you come through, don't you? There's a theme to it.
Yeah, we try to create routines that have a theme and a story to them. So we have to follow the rules of what a Latin formation has to be about. So we stay in the dances of cha-cha-cha, samba, rumba, paso doble and jive. But we're also trying to tell a story and create something that's of interest to the audience as well as kind of for the judges.
I was going to ask how you sort of piece together the different pieces, but how does the formation start like that? Is it
okay?
Lydia looked puzzled. Then
we tend to start with a theme and a music first. So for me, Latin dance is really driven by the music. So we start with the theme and the music. The current routine is our 25th anniversary. We started our 25th anniversary routine. So I allowed the dancers to send me songs that they really, that meant something to them and that were really important to them, or said something about the team for them. And then we link that, we create a kind of a whole music, a 6 minute music with a theme. And the theme for this one is about community and about team. And then we use the music to structure the choreography. So we start that way round.
And do you learn each piece of music, like each section a time? And do you learn it without doing it in formation, or do you have to start right from the formation?
Oh, it's a long process, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, I think it kind of works lots of different ways depending on the section. I think when we're learning it, there's some times where David knows what pattern change he wants to happen, so then it's finding the steps that make that work. Or other times we'll start with the steps and then add the pattern on later. So it kind of depends on the section, really.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like the rumbas, for example, tend to be more static, so we start normally with the choreography for them. But some of the other dances, like the sambas, for example, involve a lot more about pattern changing, so we tend to start with the pattern changes and then work the choreography into that.
How do you tell when you're on the ground, because that the pattern's going to kind of work? Do you have to go and sort of stand up on a platform or something?
There's a tall ladder at training.
Ah, there you go. Because when they're filming it, you know, obviously you're watching the culmination of all this. You know, they're zooming away and you can see the pattern on the floor. And I thought, well, it's amazing. How do you get that, you know, into you? But that's how.
I spend most of my training on a step ladder, basically. Yeah.
Now, you've just had the nationals and you were the winners, is that right?
Yeah.
And you've been winners more than once.
So this was our 11th national title. We've had, first time we've won three consecutively, so we won 2022, 2023 and 2024, but it was our 11th title, yeah.
Amazing. And you've got the Worlds coming up. You're flying to Vienna, you said, on Friday, and is the competition on Saturday?
Yeah, the competition on Saturday, yeah.
Now, on that, I want to know, and I had a brief talk with David beforehand about, I love how you all look so wonderful dressed up in all the beautiful costumes, both male and female, and everyone's hair looks exactly the same and everything. There must be a lot of hard work that goes into that as well.
I mean, I can't speak for the men, but the women definitely have a kind of production line system. We all take on a couple of jobs, so someone does eyebrow, someone does hair, someone does buns, so we all kind of have two jobs each, and we do ourselves and then all seven other women, so that everyone's eyeliner, for example, is done by the same person.
Yeah, because I was saying, it looks so, you look so identical in it. It's incredible. And yeah, there's not really any room for individuality in this, is it? Because the whole thing is meant to be that you move as a unit.
Well, it's very much about moving as a unit, although sometimes we'll create a piece of the routine, okay, where we have like a couple who are doing a solo while the other seven kind of work. So there's space for creating that, but it's really about how well synchronised it is. So,
yeah, and the look, of course, helps with that, doesn't
very
it?
Very much so, yes.
Now, where do the costumes come from, though? Because they are no they are different for each, maybe each year or every 2 years or whatever, I don't know.
Our wardrobe manager, Diane, works really hard on kind of organising the costumes. The costumes for our new routine, which we start in January, are already in production with her. So, yeah, she works really hard to kind of create the dresses and the shirts and stuff. So, yeah.
Because you want movement in them, don't you? And you want a bit of eye-catching things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favourite, or is that too hard to say?
I do, yeah. My favourite was definitely the time dresses, I think, from a few years ago.
Oh, I watched that yesterday. That was that, and I loved that routine with all the arms moving like the clock and everything. Lovely. Now, but you are the A-team going over to that. Now, there are other teams, though, aren't there? You've got a whole group.
We have three teams in the club. We have an A-team, a B-team, a C-team. They were all competing at the Nationals a couple of weeks ago, and we took the B and C-team to a Danube Cup friendly in Vienna last weekend, so I basically I'm commuting Cambridge to Vienna these 2 weeks.
Like you do.
They all compete nationally, internationally. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some of those from last weekend as well. They looked like they had a great time as well. I mean, it looks like a really good community to be within as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the best bits about formation dancing is that you get to do it with some really great people. I think Bournemouth Latin, quite often it's just you and your partner.
Yeah.
Actually being able to do formation with so many other couples as well. Like, it's great to have that community.
And I just like to, the listeners won't realise that Lydia's actually deaf, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're lip reading at the moment. So how do you find dancing? How do you get it to work for you?
I use a couple of different strategies. So obviously we've had the music for 2 years, so I've kind of learnt the music now. But my dance partner information is really great. He's really, really helpful. And then we kind of choreograph in various points where I can't hear the music so well. Like, certain team members will make hand signals, or I watch other couples. It's kind of easier information really than it is in couples dancing, because I have kind of the help of 15 other people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I admire you for that, and I think it's brilliant that mainstream is really putting a light on people that are having just differences and mm-hmm. finding a different way to adapt to it. But clearly the result is fantastic.
Thank you.
So I applaud you for that.
Yeah, I think Lydia sells herself short. I mean, she works incredibly hard to do something that anybody would find difficult, and she's like inspiration in the team for that, really.
That's wonderful to hear. Now, I hear that you've got, you said new routines are starting in January.
Yep.
You're looking for new members if they'd like to come along.
Yeah, we have our castings for new members for the club next Wednesday. That's at Milton Community Centre on Coles Road at Milton.
Is that the 11th?
Yeah, Wednesday 11th, Alex. You're absolutely right. And that's in Milton in the evening. You can find out more if you follow us on Facebook or on Instagram, or you can look at www.xslatin.com.
And that's an X and an S if anyone's... And for there, do you need to have experience in dancing or Latin? Or, I mean, it must be preferred.
Oh, it's preferred, but we have all sorts of people join the club. In the competitions last week we had in Vienna, we had people who've been dancing for 10, 15 years, and we had also some people who started dancing Ballroom and Latin in May, and they were already competing at the Nationals by November.
Do you have anyone that doesn't compete? Is there like a beginner's group, or not really?
Oh, no, just the beginner's group go and compete. The beginners go and compete because it's great fun.
Yeah.
And that's where you kind of build the community and the bonds in competition, I think.
And I'm guessing with all of this, unless you do the competitions, you always think, oh, that'll be okay, we won't worry about that for now, or whatever. You get really like on it if you're competing. You know,
it's
a deadline, isn't it?
Like, I think having a competition makes us pull it together quickly, and actually we end up with a much better result than we would if we weren't competing.
Absolutely.
I'm sure the adrenaline as well helps, doesn't it, in that sense?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, I wish you all the best for the weekend. Do let me know how you get on.
Thanks, Alex.
And also, if anyone is interested in coming along and giving it a go, it's next Wednesday evening, and you can find you on Facebook and Instagram.
Absolutely, yeah. And everybody's welcome to come and join us and just find out what we do.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for that, for giving me a little insight. And I'll also be looking out for it on YouTube as well, so that'd be great. It's not being live, is it? It's not.
It probably will be live streamed, I think, from... Yeah, it probably will be live streamed. If we find a live stream, we'll put it on our social media so people can watch if they want to.
I'd love to see that. Fantastic. Well, good luck. How many rounds is it on Saturday?
It'll be three rounds. It'll be a first round, a semi-final of top 10 teams, and then a final.
Well, good luck with all of it and have a fantastic time. I mean, Vienna at this time of the year is going to be fantastic, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Take care. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Alex.
We're going to go out with a bit of another song from your routine, which will be Shallow from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Thank you ever so much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.